Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Plenty more to come in the next hour of the programme. Maura Fey will be meeting the people who are keeping the ancient art of dry stone wall building alive, and also life with bipolar disorder. One woman tells us her story from diagnosis through to motherhood. Now, though, it's time for the news with Brian Jennings.
Thank you, Claire. Opposition parties and groups have vowed to resist a government plan to allocate new speaking times for the regional independent TDs and its own backbenchers. The issue has stalled the work of the 34th Dáil and is scheduled to be voted on this afternoon. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the government is anxious to get back to business as normal.
I think all TDs, irrespective of whether they're government or opposition, are entitled to a platform, are entitled to ask questions. I think there's been a lot of discussion about this now over the last 2 months. I think the proposals are balanced. They're modest. I mean, you're looking at the opposition are losing no time at all.
Sinn Féin TD for Fingal West, Louise O'Reilly, says the issue is about accountability.
The government are asking people to accept that somehow the Michael Lowry group can be in government and opposition at the same time. They seem hell-bent on protecting Michael Lowry and his status and the status of his group at all costs.
The Justice Minister says he is taking a firmer stance on immigration in line with many other EU countries. Jim O'Callaghan says that as a result of the changes, many asylum applications would be determined within 3 months.
The government are...
These laws have been agreed across Europe, and I believe that when they're in place, they'll result in an accelerated process. We'll be able to determine very many applications within 3 months, some of them within 2 months, and the standard ones within 6 months. So it'll completely expedite the process. It'll make the system more efficient.
The actor Gerard Depardieu has told a court in Paris that he does not grope women. He was speaking at a trial where he's accused of sexually abusing two women on the set of a film in 2021. If convicted, he would face up to 5 years in prison or a fine of €75,000.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation, the Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Cloudy for a time with sunshine this afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures 12 to 15 degrees. And that's all from the newsroom for now.
Thank you very much, Brian. Well, the fallout continues after details of an imminent military attack were shared with a journalist over a commercial messaging app in the United States 2 hours before the operation started. Let's take a listen to how the Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth and President Donald Trump responded when asked about this by US media.
Why were those details shared on Signal, and how did you learn that a journalist was privy to the targets, the types of weapons used?
I've heard I was characterized. Nobody was texting war plans, and that's all I have to say about that. Right,
Thank you. I appreciate it. The NSC said it was authentic. Mr. Secretary?
You're saying that they had what?
They were using Signal to coordinate on sensitive materials.
I don't know anything about it. You're telling me about it for the first time. Anybody else?
Well, let's get the latest on this. I'm joined by author, Sunday Times columnist and former BBC Defence editor Mark Urban. Mark, good morning and you're very welcome to the programme.
Morning, Claire.
So, in your view, how serious a breach is this to share such sensitive information on a commercial messaging service, on an app?
Well, it's pretty bad. I mean, you know, the messaging apps, I mean, many of us might use WhatsApp. Some of us might use Signal as well. They advertise themselves as having end-to-end encryption, coding your messages, if you like. But what we know is that when you get intelligence services of other countries, they have these hacking programs like Pegasus, which effectively they get into the phone and log what you're typing. And so that can break the end-to-end encryption, and therefore these systems are considered insecure. And lo and behold, someone I know quite well who's a former senior CIA officer told me that just a few weeks ago, they'd had a message from their former employers, the CIA, saying don't use Signal to chat among yourselves, even though you've retired from the agency. It's not secure. And then lo and behold, we find that the director of the CIA was one of the people on this group, the so-called small group, who were on this messaging group that the journalist was accidentally included on, that was sharing these details of a forthcoming military operation.
Such a bumbling mess. I mean, I was reading this morning that people like Pete Hegseth would have his special secure car and his special secure phone in his secure car to communicate with people on matters like this. There are all sorts of rooms, facilities, services for them to use. So we can be in no doubt that he knew the protocols that he should be using to send messages like this.
Yeah, absolutely. They're, as you say, they do have secure communications. They also have these things that American securocrats call SCIFs, which is an awful acronym, but it's Secure Compartmented Information Facility. And basically, it's like a room that's been swept. And you know, it might be in a basement. And they're meant to have those, the cabinet members like Hegseth and one or two of the other people on this group. They're meant to have those in their homes. I think what happens here, though, and the reason they've got themselves into this mess is, of course, these apps are more convenient. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be in that special room or in that special facility in your office or in the you know, Secret Service vehicle or whatever. You could just be heading from one meeting to another, walking down the corridors of the Pentagon, and you could be tapping away on this message group. And I guess that's why they made this pretty egregious security error.
Let's talk a little bit about what has been revealed in those messages. I mean, J.D. Vance complaining, oh, I just hate bailing Europe out again. Then Pete Hegseth, the defence secretary, responding to that saying, VP, I fully share your loathing of European freeloading. It's pathetic, but we are the only ones on the planet, on our side of the ledger, who can do this. Nobody else is even close. So we on this side of the world can be in no doubt now about how they feel about us.
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of this stuff is over too. I mean, I guess you can say that those sorts of messages, I mean, you know, the kind of bombshell speech that Secretary Hegseth gave to the NATO defense ministers several weeks ago, in which he basically said the American guarantee is over. You guys have been freeloading for too long. You know, is consistent with these opinions they were privately messaging. And it is true to say that, as they did, that only the US has those capabilities. But what it overlooks, and whether this is just, you know, a kind of groupthink that they're showing in those messages, is that, you know, on a previous occasion last year, when they decided to attack the Houthis with airstrikes, the British did take part. The French and the Germans and some of the other European navies have been taking part in patrols to try and keep the Red Sea and the Arabian Sea off Yemen clear, and to try and escort ships. You know, they've been doing things like shooting down the missiles that the Houthis have been firing at some of those ships. So they have been participating in a meaningful way militarily, several European countries, and they just seem to overlook that.
We were talking to Tobias Elwood, the former British Defence Minister, in the first hour of the programme, and he made the point that the Five Eyes, the other members of the Five Eyes, UK, Canada, Australia and New Zealand, will be seriously concerned about this. You know, America's key intelligence allies, how do we deal with the United States now, must be the question that they're asking.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is jeopardy there. Five Eyes is basically a system, a very kind of intimate connection that exists between the people who do all the eavesdropping and the gathering of electronic intelligence. So, in other words, if you've hacked those emails that tell you Russia's about to invade Ukraine, that'll be the American partner in Five Eyes, the National Security Agency or GCHQ or someone like that. And they share that information pretty much without restraints often. It just flows through the computer systems to the allied countries. So yes, if you input that information, if you're a non-American member of that group, you've got to be concerned. I mean, I'm told by people in the intelligence world that the people who are most concerned are the people who do the old-fashioned spy, the non-technical business, the agent running, you know. So, for example, if you were the Brits or indeed one of the other intelligence partners the US has, and you had an agent in the Houthi military organization, someone who was feeding you information, you might be very concerned about their safety. If you thought that things were being shared on an insecure platform by American decision makers, that might give some inkling as to how the Americans knew a certain thing. For example, it's said that among those messages that were shared by Pete Hegseth was information about specific individuals who would be targeted at certain facilities in Yemen. Now, if the idea that those individuals might be present at those places had come from one of your agents, or indeed from your intercepted communications of some sort, and you're an American ally, you would really worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're the real world risks for people, you know, who are out there doing extremely dangerous jobs.
Exactly.
Mark, thank you so much for talking to us. Mark Urban there.